George Pell. Look, the less said about George and his evidence yesterday, the better. But George Pell must think we're all imbeciles. I know he's in Vatican City. I know he's removed, far removed in more ways than one from reality over there. But this stuff that he's done yesterday via video link to the Royal Commission is beyond belief. The Vatican has refused to hand over the files of Australian priests accused of sex crimes to the Child Abuse Royal Commission. Claiming the internal documents were the property of the Holy See, the Vatican argued the request was neither possible nor appropriate. Cardinal Pell, now working in Rome, told the Commission via video link, "Every document that is held in Rome exists here. I'm not aware of exceptions. Overwhelmingly, they're available in Australia." Now, he comes down to it. He said he caused outrage among victims' families. So when the defence of the church, a defiant Cardinal Pell, said the Catholic Church is no more legally responsible for priests who abuse children than a trucking company who employs a driver who molests women. This bloke is so far removed from reality, he surrenders any right to be listened to. If he weren't His Eminence, you'd say he's stark raving mad. So I'll say it anyway. George, you're stark raving mad. If the truck driver picks up some lady then molests her, I don't think it's appropriate because it's contrary to the policy for the ownership, the leadership of that company to be held responsible. The truck analogy is absurd, said the father of two girls raped by a priest. I've got a very thoughtful email from Wagga Wagga today, from David. Ray, finally understand George Pell's comparison of the Catholic Church with the trucking company. The trucking company finds the driver on the Sydney to Melbourne leg has been raping children in Melbourne. So the trucking company decides not to report to police but changes the driver from the Sydney to Melbourne leg from the Sydney to Brisbane leg so he won't re-offend. I now understand the comparison, says David. David, you should be sitting on the Royal Commission. Paul, g'day.
Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Paul.
I'm responding to a previous caller of yours. I'm a Catholic priest.
Well, thank you very much for responding, Paul. I'm indebted to you.
I did not hear any of Cardinal Pell's responses yesterday, apart from what I've heard this morning. Like a lot of my brother priests, we were out doing our work.
Sure.
But I would like to say, first of all, that a lot of us are very disillusioned by what's going on. Mm. A lot of those of us who are rank and file, I think the morale is not as good as it could be, and we are really trying to hang in there.
Mm.
I think the best responses I have seen from the Royal Commission came from Archbishop Wilson and Bishop Ingham. Mm. They responded appropriately to a situation which really was very serious, and they basically said they would resign their positions if something wasn't done. And that, to me, was what should have been done quite some time ago. But as for what happened to yesterday in relation to the Cardinal, it is disappointing in some respects that as an articulate man, he was unable to come up with something a little bit more basic. I think he was trying to sort of get onto the bandwagon of vicarious liability, but it didn't quite come off.
Well, see, one of the things, Father, that I'm disappointed in, particularly in this case, okay, this, as you've already said, an eloquent and very intelligent man who's had not 2 weeks, not 2 months, not 2 years, but a couple of decades to think about this.
Yeah.
And the best he can do is that the Catholic Church is no more legally responsible for priests who abuse children than a trucking company who employs a driver who molests women.
Mm.
I mean, that tells me that there's a void between each ear.
Oh,
when it comes to these matters,
there's certainly, he's drawing a very long bow on that one. Yeah, you're right.
Well, the one thing we know, Father, is the majority of Catholic people, including yourself, find this abhorrent, and we need to draw a line in the sand and stop it happening and stop the blame game. We need the people to accept responsibility that things happen that should never have happened and can't happen in the future.
Exactly. Oh, yes. And I've spoken from the pulpit on this. So it's not something that most of us are prepared to hide. But unfortunately, we are not the purveyors of our own destiny. We are subject to all sorts of things which my viewing of the Royal Commission, sometimes they don't quite understand the world in which those of us who are religious and priests and such, we live in a very different sort of universe in some respects.
I appreciate that, Father, and I appreciate you responding to the calls from our listeners. Thank you.
My pleasure. God bless.
Thank you. That's a Catholic priest from Sydney, I believe.